Psalm 41. One of the problems we have when we read Psalms is that we typically read them from the comfort of a home or our church building, and we read Psalms in many ways from a lap of luxury. But when David wrote these Psalms, he didn't have the modern conveniences we have. David spent a lot of time in the mountains, in many cases all alone except for God. Psalm 41 is the end of a compilation of the first series of Psalms known as the First Book. All Psalms from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 are Davidic. This is the final one of the series. When David wrote Psalm 41, he was very sick. Now, when you and I get sick, we usually take some medicine and crawl into a nice warm bed in a nice warm house. But when David got sick, there are many times in his life when he had to crawl into a cold, dark, and damp cave. He had no medicine, no comfortable home or hospital. He only had God. When David got sick, there were many people hoping he would die. Since sickness is one of the things that can lead to death, the only thing David could do was to cry out to God, and that is what this psalm is all about. When a faithful believer finds himself surrounded by dangerous and difficult circumstances, he may always cry out to God and expect God to hear the prayer and come to the rescue. There are times when we may be threatened by a person or group of people. There are times we may be threatened by a sickness or intimidating financial situation. We may always turn to the Lord and cry out to Him. It's a very encouraging psalm. It's a psalm filled with help and hope, and this psalm breaks down nicely into two main sections. The positive position one is in if one is favored by God. Look at verse 1. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. The day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. One who is favored by God is one who stands in position to see God do some great things. And one of the things that make a person favored by God is that they try to help the helpless. David always had a compassionate heart for those hurting and helpless, and it's one of the reasons why he was favored by God. As a result, there were certain expectations he had. The first one is one who is favored by God can expect God's deliverance. Notice the expectation is not that the favored saint will not have trouble. The promise is he will be delivered from the trouble. In times of trouble and difficulty, one who is favored by God can expect God's deliverance. Before any devastating judgment, God delivers his own. He delivered Lot before destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, and he will rapture the church before the tribulation. One who is favored by God can expect God's protection. In the Old Testament economy, the continuance of physical life was regarded as a great blessing of God. This principle is generally true in the New Testament as well. However, in the New Testament era, sometime the most favored of God died at a young age. The greatest example of this was Jesus. God will protect those whom he favors, but it's far better to depart to be with Christ than to hang around this sin-kissed, cursed world. And one who is favored by God can expect a good reputation. One who is favored by God can expect that his name will eventually be cleared, and his name will eventually be the one that is known as one who is blessed by God and used by God. When God favors a person, his name and reputation will spread. David today is remembered as a great man of God, a man after God's own heart. We don't even know most of the names of the people who try to destroy his reputation. One who is favored by God can expect preservation from enemies. One who is favored by God will not be given over to the desire of enemies. The enemies of one favored by God are out to ruin a reputation, destroy God's leader, and even end his life. But enemies will not succeed. God will preserve one he favors. And you notice the noun enemies is plural. Godly people will have many enemies. And one who is favored by God can expect healing from sickness. David was physically sick, but God was sustaining him. By the way, the heretical idea presented by many charismatics that a faithful believer should never be sick is refuted right here. The Hebrew word restore is one that means God will turn his bed around. In other words, God will turn things around for one favored by him. He can heal the person from the sickness and raise him out of his bed. Spurgeon used to say, even if God smites his own with one hand, he will sustain him with the other hand. these were the expectations David had, and these are the expectations we can have too. And then the prayer that is prayed by one who is favored by God. Verse 4, as for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Even my close friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me, but you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. It's a beautiful prayer in which David communicates with God. And we see him communicating these different points. First of all, he appeals to God's grace. David appeals to God for grace because he senses his own sin, recognizing one's own lack before God and one's own sinfulness before God is a critical factor in appealing to God on the basis of his grace. People right with God see and sense their own sinfulness. And then David acknowledges his sin. Not only did David sense his own sinfulness, he acknowledged it before God. Now the context of this prayer is to get physical healing. However, notice that the first healing David wanted was spiritual before the physical. Now the sin that we commit is a sin against God. That is what we need to realize. When we sin, we are sinning against God. David does not tell us what the specific sin was, but apparently it was something he needed to deal with before God, and he did. David describes his enemies. Listen to how he describes them. David's enemies spoke evil against him. Specifically, David's enemies were speaking about him dying and perishing. They wanted to know when David would be gone away. They were happy about that idea. Evil enemies invent their own little scenario regardless of facts. Enemies do a lot of talking against one faithful to God. And then David's enemies speak lies against him. David's enemies pretended to be David's friend. When they were with David, they spoke flowery words of praise, but when they weren't with him, behind the scenes, they were trying to ruin him. David could put names to these people, and so at times can we. David's enemies bond together against him. Wicked people unite together in their hatred and cause against one who is faithful. People who hate God-ordained leadership band together and bond together in their hatred. They get together, speak together, and plot together to overthrow God's leader, but they will not succeed. According to verse 8, one of the things they were saying was that David was sick because of sin, and it wouldn't be long before he was dead. And then according to verse 9, even some of those closest to David, those he trusted, those he thought were his friends, turned against him. They were all in it together, hoping his leadership, his ministry, and his life would end. Most scholars believe verse 9 is a prediction of the betrayal of Jesus Christ by Judas Iscariot. In fact, Jesus quoted this verse in John 13:18, and Peter quoted it in Acts 1:16 in reference to Judas. Charles Spurgeon made an interesting observation when he said most problems in church begin in the church with some people who band together to cause the trouble. When you have people who were close to you turn against you, it does hurt deeply. When you have a friend and that friend turns out to be your enemy, it's devastating. And David knew the hurt of that because it happened to him. And then David appeals to his God. David pours out his heart and asks God to graciously raise him up from his sickness. There are reasons why he asked God to do this, because David wanted to repay those who had done evil. Many theologians believe that this is one reason why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so important. Jesus Christ will one day repay all those who have done evil, and in order for him to do that, he must be alive. Because David wanted to know that God was pleased with him. When God protects and preserves one being attacked, one knows God's favor is on him. When God delivers us, we know his favor is on us. Because David did not want his enemies to shout in triumph. God did not raise David, his enemies would say that they won. And then David offers praise to is God. David ends the prayer by praising God. And here's the reasons. David praises God because God upheld him. David praises God because God watches him. And then David praises God because of who God is. And no matter who is against us, no matter what is against us, we may always cry out to God and expect God to answer. He is our rock. He is our refuge. He is our defense. He is the gracious God, the eternal God, the glorious God. He is to be praised.